A parable of Jesus, Gospel of Luke, chapter 19, verses 11 to 27. While they were listening to this, Jesus went on to tell them a parable. Because he was near Jerusalem and the people thought that the kingdom of God was going to appear at once, he said, "A man of noble birth went to a distant country to have himself appointed king and then to return. So he called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 minas. 'Put this money to work,' he said, 'until I come back.' But his subjects hated him and sent a delegation after him to say, 'We don't want this man to be our king.' He was made king, however, and returned home. Then he sent for the servants to whom he had given the money, in order to find out what they had gained with it. The first one came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 10 more.' 'Well done, my good servant,' his master replied. 'Because you have been trustworthy in a very small matter, take charge of 10 cities.' The second came and said, 'Sir, your mina has earned 5 more.' His master answered, 'You take charge of 5 cities.' Then another servant came and said, 'Sir, here is your mina. I have kept it laid away in a piece of cloth. I was afraid of you because you are a hard man. You take out what you did not put in and you reap where you did not sow.' His master replied, 'I will judge you by your own words, you wicked servant. You knew, did you, that I am a hard man, taking out what I did not put in and reaping what I did not sow? Why then didn't you put my money on deposit so that when I came back, I could have collected it with interest?' Then he said to those standing by, 'Take his mina away from him and give it to the one who has 10 minas.' 'Sir,' they said, 'he already has 10. He replied, "I tell you that everyone who has, more will be given. But as for the one who has nothing, even what they have will be taken away. But those enemies of mine who did not want me to be king over them, bring them here and kill them in front of me.'"
A slave. That's good. That's good. Does this work? Very nice.
They're interested in me now. 2 days ago, they would not have given a second thought to a slave. But today, they're interested. You see, I rule their city. And not only theirs, but 9 more. 10 cities in all I rule. Not bad, for a slave. You're wondering how? Well, let me show you. It all started with this. 1 silver mina. Oh, I know it's not so much, but it's not so small either. It's the equivalent of 20 days labor wages in the field. It's perhaps 30 days of exchange in the marketplace. So it's not so small. But you should understand that for a slave to have silver like this is a wonderful thing. And this mina is very special. Very, very special. How did I get it? I work for this lord, this noble. He bought me as a child. I have been faithful to him my life long. But slaves work hard. They work day and night, dark into the dark hours of the season. And we work very hard. So for a slave to have such a thing is very rare. But mine was a good master. He is such a good master. And we believe that he was someone very special. We believe that he was the son of the emperor of all of our lands and all of our cities and all of our kingdoms. Our master was like that. Oh, everyone believes it now, but there was a time when only we who were in his house believed. Men like me, I believed when no one else did. That's important. I said that there were those who did not believe. Many of the lords and nobles of our city, they hated him. Oh, they didn't hate him to his face. But behind his back, they were whispering and conniving and planning, doing everything they could to discredit him and diminish him. But we knew. And so when the rumors began to blow through our city like the wind, we who were his slaves were excited. It said he was going to get that kingdom. He was going to receive a kingdom. A summons was given to me, and not only me, but 9 others, 10 slaves in all. We were his most trusted slaves. We were invited in, and we showed ourselves in his presence, and as we do in our land, we bowed before him. We were all there. There was Odid, the steward of the house. There was Zara, the master of arms. There were others, and then there was me. And as the master told us to rise, he began to speak. He said, I am going to the great city to receive from my father, the emperor, all. All! That was wonderful! I began to imagine in my mind, perhaps we will get to accompany him to the great city. Oh, it's not that our city is so small. You would like our city. It's a fine city. But no, we weren't going. Instead, the master went to Odit, and he gave to him one of these. 1 silver mina. And to Zara, to others, all the way down. And he gave to me, and he placed it in my hand. And then he said, take this and do business for me. And then he left. I stood there looking at my mina, thinking wonderful things. Oh, I did not have the might of Zara or the presence of Odid, but in this we were all equal. We all had been given the same, and apparently we had been all given the same amount of time to use what he has asked us. And so I began to think amazing thoughts, wild imaginations about what I was to do with the gift the master had given me. Oh, but this poor mind does not have much about business in it. I would have to learn things about caravans and oils and silks and exchange and commerce and trade. I didn't know much about it. But it didn't matter. He said to do it, and so I will do it. I actually ran to the marketplace, hoping to make my first exchange. But I tell you, it was very challenging. First of all, because I had never done such things before. I had to ask questions about how do you make a transaction, and how do you do what the master wants done. How do you exchange as the master wants to exchange? I never asked the questions before. What does the master want done? All I had done is taken orders, responded as I should. But now he was gone, and he asked me to do what he wanted done. It was very difficult, not only because I didn't know much about it, but because the others, the elders and lords in our city, they made it difficult. You see, when the master went away, they came out in mass. They sent a delegation to our palace, and they announced boldly, "We will not have this lord rule over us." They said this so pompous. And so when we went out to do business for him, and that is what we were doing, they made it challenging. They confronted us, they lied about us, they did everything they could to cause us to fail. Some, they left the palace and they began to exchange and do business for the master. But when they found it difficult, they came back within the walls and decided to stay safe and protected. There were others who heard that it was challenging out there, and so they actually took what the master had given them and they hid it, trying to isolate so that no one would know what they had received and no one would expect anything of them. If they just don't know I have it, they won't ask me any questions. Then there were others, like Ismor. Oh, Ismor did. He did no business for the master. He did much business for himself. This was a very special time. The master was gone. He was not there to supervise us in the field. He wasn't looking over our shoulders when we were making exchange in the marketplace. He was gone, and we were responsible. And so Ismor, instead of increasing the master's minna, he increased his own. What of me? I thought about doing all of these things. I imagined the need to remain in the palace, surrounded by the protection of the safety in the walls. I thought about hiding the minna so that no one would expect that I was to use such a thing. I even thought about Ismor. I could make much. This can go a long ways. A slave can even have slaves, you know. But every time those thoughts entered into my mind, I heard the voice of my master saying, "Take this and do business for me." And he has said it, and so I will do it. I began the process. I made many mistakes. I didn't understand what I was fully supposed to do, but I got better, and I learned it, and I exercised, and I experienced. I almost lost it all one day at a caravan near Basra, but I made it through. I got by the skin of my teeth to escape. And when it was all done, I began fingering through my coins, and I saw that the one mina I had now become 10. I was feeling pretty good about that. And as I was thinking about the coins I had gathered, I heard some rumbling in the distance. Someone was yelling something. I couldn't make it out. They came closer, and finally I began to understand. They were yelling, "He comes. He comes." They got closer and closer. "He comes." Oh, we all knew what that meant. People began scurrying in every direction, crowds bumping into one another, falling down, stumbling, trying to get where they needed to be. There were many who were running toward the great ceremonial gate in order to receive him. It was my master coming back. Some, they boarded up their shops. They ran away as though they had never been there. They had good reason for not wanting to see him. I was making my way to the gate. I was bumping through the crowd, doing everything I could to see what was coming, who was arriving out in the plain. And when they pushed the city gates open, I saw things I could never have imagined. Across the horizon was the presence of an army. Not simple soldiers. These were mighty warriors, more grand than I had ever seen. They were all carrying the banners of the empire. They were beating the drums, and the cadence was in perfection form as they were making their way across the valley to the city. And in the center of it all, my master. My master. I missed him. So, as we do in our land, we began to sing and cheer, jumping up and down, trying to wave and welcome them. And to our songs came back shouts of victory and songs of praise. It was a moment that I could not fathom. The army grew closer, and as they began to funnel into the main gate, we who were in the way began being pressed aside. I was being squished up against the wall. The people were pushing back so hard as the army came by, and all of a sudden I noticed that my master riding in on a horse of white. I reached out trying to touch him. Others were trying to touch him. It was too far. My master. I thought, he who once commanded me, he has received a kingdom. I am but a slave. I am sure he will forget me. Forget me? Before the shadows of evening fell, a summons was declared. To all the servants, the most trusted servants, we were to come before him. Come, they said, to the accounting. Well, we knew what that meant. I reached for my purse, and I gathered my minna, and I made my way along with the others to the palace. It was different now. Everything was larger, wider, stronger, more colorful. It was brilliant in every way. I approached the garden and met the attendant, and even the servants were grander than before. I announced my name. He let me in immediately. All of us made our way to the great hall. And there I spoke to the steward, and I told him my name. And you know what he did? He bowed to me. He bowed to me. No one has ever bowed to me. And as he got up, he pressed the doors of the great hall open. And I could see in every balcony crammed full of all these mighty warriors. They were there in full regalia with the colors and their shields and their swords, all in uniform. And the steward walked in and he announced my name, and they all began an ovation. They slapped their swords against their shield. It was stunning and frightening and terrifying. They were welcoming me. As I looked, in the middle of them all was my master, who was motioning to me, come. I walked in. The last conversation I'd had with my master was about this minna, so I thought that was a pretty good place to start. I said, Master, the minna that you have given me, it has become 10. One has become 10, and I bring it back to you as a gift. But as I held my minna high, I began looking around at all the brilliance, the color, the shining, the gleaming, the gold, the bronze, the silver, the brass, the diamond, the jewel, the emeralds, the rubies, and my 10 silver minna looked so small. But the steward of the court came over, and he grabbed my men and he held them up, and all the warriors roared. They beat their swords against their shields like champions winning victory. And the master said, good slave, well done. You have been faithful over little. I will make you faithful over much. Rule 10 cities. 10 great cities. I began to think and reason it. The master had given us all the same, and he was expecting us to use what he had given for his purposes. I reasoned that it was not how much he had given, but how you use it. That is how he marks his slaves. What do you do with what he has given? As I was ushered off to the side, there were other slaves that came one by one, all to the accounting. They had a interaction with the master, and in came Ismore. Such a cunning and clever man. But he did nothing. He did nothing. As a matter of fact, he had taken the coin and wrapped it in a kerchief and put it on a shelf. And then he came in and he had the audacity or the courage or the stupidity, I'm not really sure which, but he began to speak and he said, Master, I know that you are a hard man. You reap where you have not sown, you gather where you have not scattered. So I have taken this mina you gave to me and I bring it back to you as a gift. Receive it. And the master responded, I judge you by your own words. For you have said that I am a hard master. I gather where I have not scattered. I reap where I have not sowed. Why then did you not take the silver that I have granted you and at least put it on the table with the lenders? Then I could have had silver with interest. Take what he has and give it to the one who has 10, and I received another. I began to be very clear that the master had expectations of what we would do with the gift that he has given us. Would we use it faithfully to serve him? That is how he marks his slaves. All the slaves had been set off to the side, and there was this odd quiet that entered into the room. I looked into the balcony, saw the warriors staring with deep and intent eyes right at the entrance door, and the master stood and said, bring those to me who would not have me rule over them. And in they were drug, the lords and nobles of our city who refused to respond to the master. They came in scratching and screaming and scrawling. And the master said to the steward of arms, slay them. And they were slaughtered before my eyes. That's the way it was. That's the way it is. I am lord over 10 cities, others lord over 5, because I was faithful in little, and he blessed with much. Oh, but I must tell you that I am not real. I am a character in a story told from the lips of Jesus. But I tell you that the storyteller is real, and this is your story. For he has gone to receive a kingdom. And as he had left, he has given to you a mina. And he has asked you to be faithful to him. Do business for him. Let me put it to you this way. Feel into your pockets. What do you see? Many mina? A few. Does not matter. It is all his gift. Or you say, oh, I don't have the education or the experience or the finances or the responsibility or the reputation. It is all of those things. All that he gives is his gift. And he expects you to use it on his behalf to honor him. So let me ask you, what will you do with the mina he has given you? For I tell you with great certainty, he comes. He comes.